Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, people? It's your host, Pistol Pete Jr. here. Some things have changed around a little bit. There's been some technical difficulties, some changes coming down the pipe, and I'm getting ready to get everything started up. Things got started a little bit sooner than I expected, so here we go. I'm about to call. Have Sonia join me right now. Hopefully she answers on the first ring, and we'll get this show started. I'm not sure what happened to the music. I hit it and it didn't play. So we're just going to go from here. Hopefully this is recording. It shows that I'm recording. And I hope that you guys are hearing me. If you guys are hearing me, give me a call. The call-in number is 563-999-3016. I'm just hoping we got a lot of stuff coming down the pipe. Like I said, we're excited for the show coming up April 30th. It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. I'm going to see if I can take a quick break so quickly to show. I hate to do this, but looks like we're having some technical difficulties. And we'll try again. Give me one quick second. Hey, Sonia, you are live.
What's up? Hello.
I had to, can you hear me?
You're kind of like, I can hear you a little bit.
Oh, man, I had some technical difficulties getting this thing started, and so it was just me talking. I feel like a good 5 minutes now. So you're here
All right.
Now. We're live. I'm gonna call Jello. I'm gonna add Jello to the call right now. I was just talking about how we got a lot going on. A lot happening within our individual within the United Wrestling Council.
Yeah.
We're gonna have Fabi joining us soon. Hopefully he will enlighten us on some things.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes.
Finally, people are going to be able to hear our voices. I'm doing good.
You're wrong for that. I'm gonna tell Bobby you said that too. So I guess we're waiting for Jello. Let's start off. We can start with the news. It's some somber news today. It's one of those big things that's been going around the wrestling world right now. Everyone's in mourning. I believe Jello has joined us now. Did someone join us? Sonia, are you still there?
I called back in. Oh, I was muted? You muted me?
No. You
I just
up.
Heard you say unmuted.
Oh, yeah,
I got kicked out. It told me goodbye, so I called back in. I didn't hear what you were saying. I know you're talking about somebody passing away.
Yes. Jay Briscoe.
It was a head-on car crash.
Yes, a head-on collision.
What the heck? That's very weird.
Hello?
Jello?
What's up?
Hello?
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 Jello, is that you? You're Solita, is that you?
Yep, that's me.
We're having super technical difficulties. Hang up your phone. Jello's right here next to me. She doesn't need to call in.
But, well, but then they can't hear her, and she can't hear me. You know?
She can hear me.
Does she have a speaker? Like a phone or what?
Yeah, because with her phone on, it's like double fucking noise.
But does she have it on speakerphone or what?
Yes. We use speakerphone around these parts.
Yeah, but...
But what? You could hear me better than we could hear you. So maybe you should put it on speakerphone.
I was trying to go on speakerphone, and it wasn't letting me. So you have to deal with it, right?
All right, let's get back to the show.
Yeah.
So
let's get back to Jay Briscoe.
April 30th is
going to
be the big show.
Yeah. No, I was going to talk about Jay Briscoe and him passing away in a head-on car accident.
They said his kids are...
Yeah.
What?
A lot of wrestlers are coming out, pointing out their support. Because he worked with so many people. He worked with so many different people. He got really well known in Ring of Honor. It's a shame, especially he's only 38 years old.
Yeah, he was only 38, and then his kids were in the car and they're in critical condition.
Yeah,
very
sad. I mean,
the person in the other car went into the wrong lane and hit him. Like, that's so sad.
That's the thing, but you never know what can happen.
Never know.
Even today, like just driving, I was bringing Jasmine back from her jiu-jitsu, and like it just started pouring rain, like crazy rain. So we had to cross a train track. We had to cross a railroad track to get back and forth from her jiu-jitsu. And, so it's pouring rain. There's a train coming.
Uh-huh.
And then the dude in front of us just jumps, like, goes through the freaking lines, goes through the arms.
Oh, shit.
He made it. I mean, he made it, but it was like, and it was a freight train.
Is it really worth the risk?
Yeah. Is it, like...
That's crazy.
Because it wasn't a freight train. It was an Amtrak train. So it was five cars. But it was, super quick. But he couldn't wait that second.
That's crazy.
And so he had to jump there. But see, someone like that is the person that causes accidents like this. That they're in a hurry,
and
they're not paying attention.
They ruin fucking innocent families. That shit makes me so mad.
Yeah.
Best don't start up dumb drivers.
Oh, seriously. It's the worst.
Yeah.
So we have Jello here. She can hear me, right?
Yeah, she can hear you.
She can hear me? Okay.
Hello?
Hello, can we hear her? Oh,
yeah.
Hello.
Can you hear
her?
This is
so weird, like, because, you know,
because Dan, it's like, what am I supposed to say? I don't know.
You're
I finally get a word in, and I don't know what to say.
You got so used to just waiting in the wait for him to join.
I was very unprepared today.
I wanted to bring up your training and how things are going. How are things going? Are you still doing bolt training, right?
No, she's just doing CSW right now.
Oh, so she hasn't been training in wrestling at the moment.
No, not for wrestling right now, no. She's just been doing her regular MMA stuff.
Oh, so she
can talk for herself, but I don't know what she's doing.
You know, I was like, she's there, right? Like she can answer.
She's freezing up. She's giving me nothing.
She's
giving me nothing.
She's just looking at you like,
it's all good. I have to be the momager. I'm going to shut my mouth now for a second. I don't want to be like, damn. No, just kidding. I was like, I've been practicing a lot of what?
You need to give a microphone.
I've been practicing a lot of my, like, I forgot what they're called right now.
Your bumps.
My bumps.
Oh, your bumps. Okay,
yeah,
good,
I've been practicing my bumps a lot. And I just been practicing, like, just, like, the basics and, like, how to just, like, what I learned, I'm just practicing those moves to kind of perfect them as best as I can. And I've been watching a lot of, like, a lot more wrestling, trying to pick up the techniques and stuff, and watching a lot of, like, coaching.
Submits and misses.
Yeah.
You're just watching.
I love watching the Miz.
Well, you know, that's one thing. That's one thing that your grandfather always said was, like, you know, like, he always told me too, is emulate who you want to be like until you can be yourself. So
yeah,
like, look at the characters that are there. Look at the characters that are popular. Look at who you like. Look at who, when you're watching, don't watch. I mean, obviously you can watch it as a fan.
You want to be like the Miz's mother-in-law, Marjol.
Well, watch how.
Yeah,
how
I've been watching
certain characters.
I've been watching a lot of Maryse lately because I like her. I like her whole gimmick. I love, like, how she's like she's evil, but yet she has, like, the funny. Like, she can be funny with it.
Yeah.
And then, like,
I don't know.
Yeah, like, I like how they. I don't know. I just like the way they put a spin on it. Like, how they're so cocky with it. It's like, well,
yeah,
I don't know.
And then
I've been watching a lot of.
Go ahead.
Huh? Oh.
You said
I've
been
watching a
lot
of Grandpa's videos, too.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing how he takes bumps, seeing how he does certain moves, and, like,
try to remember
as best as I can what he would teach me a little bit of. And I don't know, I've been watching a lot of that lately. So hopefully
that's
it comes
really
through for my next match.
Yep, hopefully. That's one of the things people always tell me. Like, he would tell me, like, he would show me matches to watch. And because it's not about, because when you watch it as a fan, you're seeing it from a completely different angle. When you're watching it as a fan, you're watching the action happening. You're watching. You're thinking. But when you watch it as a fan, and then go back and watch and pay attention to how they carry themselves out, the way they interact with the crowd, the way they interact with each other, the way they interact with the referee. Look at the way they when they perform the moves.
Yeah, how they communicate.
Look at how they land. Yeah. Look at how, and the big thing is transitions. Look at how they do the transition.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in jiu-jitsu, like, you're trying to move. Like, you can't just, like, force something. You got to kind of, it has to be a natural or smooth transition. And when you're doing something in wrestling, it shows, like, when something's at a smooth transition, it shows even more because
your wrestling partner is your dancing partner. So you have to feel what you have to see his body language. You have to see pay attention to everything he's doing as long as the referee. And, like, it's just, like, I think it was a little bit easy, not easy transmission to, like, from transition to, like, MMA, like, you know, rest or, like, jiu-jitsu and, like, no gi and stuff like that. It's just, like using that. It was kind of like, it kind of made it a little bit easier going into it because I was like, okay, I kind of know how to use my body and know, like, how to, like, when I have to, like, land on the mat, I know, like, oh, I don't, like, just slam my body. Like, you kind of pick yourself. Like, you kind of pick yourself.
You know,
like, I don't know
how
to explain it, but, like, you don't second guess yourself and it doesn't hurt as bad because you're trusting your body and you're not so stiff.
And then,
like,
on top
of
that, you're used to running the drills. Yeah. You're used to running the drills.
Yeah.
You're used to protecting yourself. You're used to having to do. And that's the biggest thing. So you'll be able to get the fundamentals down. It's getting that. It's trying to find out, trying to find your style. You know, because there's so many different styles of wrestling. You know, like, you know, there's the strong style, the lucha style, there's WWE style, there's brawlers, there's grapplers, there's. You know, there's a big man, there's little guys.
Yeah, it's like recipes. Like, there's a whole bunch of recipes, and you got to pick, like, which one you're best at to make it your own.
Yep, exactly.
Or, like,
exactly.
Make it your,
and that's the biggest thing.
Like,
and one of the big things you can do, too, is, again, it's like going back and watching the people you like. And it's not about, okay, so say you're watching, say you watch, like, okay, like you're saying you like Maurice, right? Say you like Maurice a lot.
Yeah.
I know you also, you're a big fan of Rhonda. And then, like, say, like, just for example, I'll call my head Lita, like, from the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
Like you can, like, all three of those wrestlers are three very different wrestlers, three very different styles. And you can watch all three of them. You might not be jumping up the top rope like Lita, but you can see the way she took bumps. And, like, oh, I like the way she did this, or I like the way she, you know, she rolled out at this last moment, or I like the way she did, or the way she comes over the ropes. And then with Maurice, it's like, I like her entrance, I like her attitude, I like her. And then with Rhonda, it's like, oh, I like the way her submission style. Like, you take what you can use and put your own personal spin on it, and make your own character out of it.
Yeah.
And that's, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the things, like, I do want to have you on the show a lot more often, because I feel like, this is a great show for, like, we talk about a lot of independent wrestling here. We talk about wrestling, the wrestling world in general. But you coming in, having a second generation wrestler, but being so new to it. Being so new to the independent wrestling scene, being so new to learning how to be a wrestler and how to train and being part of this world, I feel like it's a good insight to pick your brain and, you know, like, what are you learning? How are you learning it? And how you feel,
like,
overall, just the experience of it.
Yeah, like, I remember when Grandpa would take us to the shows, like, he would take us to, like, I think some in West Covina, and just the feeling of it, like, I just remember, like, someone made me a part of the show, and I was just like, oh, my God, I, like, made my day. And, like, and then, like, just how the adrenaline goes because of such a good match and the way the wrestlers are working with each other. They're doing it professional. They're doing it neat. And they could put on, like, a real good show.
Yeah, yeah. And see, and that's something that you can – so the way – it could be something as simple as, you know, the wrestler pointing at you on their way out to the ring. You know, and that makes you feel like you're part of the show. Like, it's like that feeling, that's what you're going to give to other people watching you wrestle.
Yeah.
So it's something
Yeah,
like,
that's like the same. It just sounds like cool to do that, even though I want to do, I don't know, I just find that cool.
Yeah. Because, I mean, because with MMA and competing, it's like, like, okay, so, like, for UFC, for example, those guys, obviously, they want to put on the show, but that's not the primary reason they're in that octagon. Their primary reason is to take the win to further their career. But if you look at it, there's guys that win but never become stars.
Yeah, and that's the one thing, too, I have to get used to about wrestling, because I'm so used to, like, going in and attacking, attack, and then get that win. But I forget that sometimes I'm like, no, I'm like, this is my part. Like, I have to work with this guy, like, that I'm wrestling. It's like training. It's like your grappling partner, but you're just putting on it. Like, you're just going full speed with it.
Yeah.
You know
and
what
when,
I mean? Like,
that,
when you're rolling.
You're going back and forth.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Yeah,
no, go
you're
ahead.
Pretty much going back and forth. And you just have to, like, read each other. And then, but it's like, since learning all that, it's like sometimes I, like, mistake certain things or, like, certain sides. I'm like, oh, my bad. Like, it's just like I'm just so
that,
used to, like,
from,
attack.
Yeah. And that's going to come from your inexperience. You'll get the hang of that. Just like when you first started the catch wrestling, jiu-jitsu and boxing, all this is done. Like, when you first started doing it, you didn't do it perfectly right away. You made a lot of mistakes and you learned from those mistakes.
Yeah, like, I just remember for boxing, like, I was doing it with Michael for, like, years, and I'm, like, barely, like, I'm barely as good. I'm, like, not even, it's, like, I'm good, but I'm not, like, great. Like, I still have, like, years to get better and, like, so much to learn.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Wrestling's more...
Uh-huh.
Wrestling's more putting on a show than the win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's Yeah, and if you watch, like, watch the good matches. Watch those matches. You know, like, the matches that people talk about all the time. Like one of my favorite matches I like to talk about with people, it's, I can't remember what show it's from now, but it's Mankind versus Shawn Michaels. And that match, it's such a, like, there's two different, completely different characters. But the match they had, they had all these psychological and little things they did that made the match even better. Like, they went as, like, they went as far as, so Shawn Michaels has this, like, it's always one of his moves that they throw him into the corner and then they charge him, right? And then Shawn jumps up and puts his back feet, and so he goes over them and ends up behind him and then reverses him, right? And they planned the spot where Mick Foley or Mankind whips him into the corner, and then but doesn't follow him, doesn't charge. So when Shawn Michaels goes to do his thing, it looks like they messed up and made a mistake. And then Shawn comes over and slaps him and starts yelling at him, and it almost turns into, like, where it looks like they're really fighting, you know. And it's one of the things. What they did was they just that moment told a small story. So everyone was looking. Mankind messed up. Mankind messed up, and he pissed off Shawn, and now look what's happening. And that's a story that they're telling.
Yeah.
And that's what you're doing.
It's pretty much putting on, like, a play.
Yes, big time.
Play.
It's very much like playing a play. So, hey,
because you have the story, you have the action.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. All right. So let me give you a quick break real quick. I'm going to give Flavia a message, and I'm going to be giving a call in a few minutes, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
All righty.
All right, there's supposed to be a commercial there. And do you guys hear it?
Nope. It did not play.
The show's playing. We'll give it a try one more time.
Technical difficulties today.
A lot of technical difficulties today. I don't know what's going on.
This is the first show. This is the first show we have to do. So.
Yeah, basically.
All the errors.
let me see. Let's see if one of the other ones will play. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. They're not playing for some reason.
Maybe you should just read it out.
Let me see. There we go. That one works. Oh, that thing requires for a while. You just gotta keep going for a whole 24
like Jell-O.
Seconds.
I thought it was Jell-O.
It does sound like Jell-O.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next time. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
Hello?
Pedro? Pedro? Pedrissimo?
Is anybody out there? Hello? Technical difficulties are the worst. I don't even know if anybody could hear me. But if you can, our show's going to be April 30th. Get your tickets. It's going to be the best show ever. Pistol Pete Memorial. Also the Heavyweight Championship. We'll see who wins. Chaz or Drew Masters?
Hey.
Who do you got? Can you even hear us?
Can you hear? I can hear you guys. Can you guys hear me?
Now we have, but can you hear me the whole time I was talking?
Yes, I could.
I was just babbling. I wasn't sure if anybody could hear me. I was just like, bug it.
Yeah, no. So it looks like probably not going to be able to make it to us today. So no worries. It's just me and you and Dello.
This is probably the worst show that anybody's ever going to listen to.
This, you know what this probably is? You know, cause, you know, the thing is, it's like when Fabi runs the show, he has a plan. He knows what he's going to be talking about.
He's been using this program for a while. You barely got it.
Yeah, no, I'm still kind of learning it. So it's we'll get better. I promise.
Oh, you need to get a different phone. That Pac phone ain't working for you. You keep cutting out. And then sometimes we can't even hear you or understand you. It's like a bunch of mumbles. Are you even there right now? Oh, sometimes.
I am here.
Like, I thought you were gone again.
Hold on.
What are you doing?
How's that? Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
All right. I feel like there's more echo with this, though. That's the thing.
No, you're good. No, it's way better. You don't have no echo or nothing. There's no audio before. Yeah.
What?
Were you using a headset? Because you couldn't use speaker.
No, now I'm using a headset.
Oh, okay. So. Yeah, it's better for some reason.
This is great radio.
All right. Like I said, April 30th.
Wait, are you using a headset?
Show.
What's the echo? What's going on? But yeah, so, I mean, we do have a great show coming up. April 30th, as you were saying. Details are still being worked on. It's going to be a huge show. It is going to be the second annual Pistol Pete Memorial Tag Team Tournament. There's also going to be a shot of the heavyweight title. You know, as things are being built and as things are being planned out, it's going to be a huge, huge show. We actually missed the last. This should be the third annual, but because of the way things happen and just, you know, getting things together, it's one of those things where it turns out like, you know, we weren't able to get it to how we want it, and we don't want to put on an inferior product. This episode
exactly.
of the podcast.
Not especially for a Pistol Pete Memorial.
Especially
we
for a Pistol Pete Memorial. We want to make sure.
It's
yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, and you know, the
he
last tournament.
Nothing
you know,
left.
It was, yeah, the last tournament, I mean, it was so insane. The way everything happened,
yeah,
the way,
it was very fun.
You know, the fact
smoke
that.
The machine, the lights, the music.
Yeah,
let's
and how everything
about...
how everything's leveled up, and then but on top
yeah.
of that, the whole tournament itself, you know, the first match, Sean Black, the Urban Juggernaut, and Tony Reyes, Urban Juggernaut was he lost
Tony Reyes.
No, because they weren't tag team partners. Remember, Tony Reyes was tag team partners with somebody else, but his partner got hurt and couldn't continue. So him and Juggernaut took the spot. And then they took that team and made it all the way to the finals. And you know, they became the runners-up. They couldn't do it against Fletcher Fugaz and Guyam, but like they put on a hell of a show. And it was one of those things that just happened out of nowhere, you know? Like, it just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You never know what can happen, especially in a tournament-like setting.
I forget about... They were really good, though.
Was that?
I love Fletcher Squigata, Kayam.
But you know who, like, what the, my favorite part of the whole show was probably Santana Jackson. That was just so good. Like, his whole,
the last show? Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, it was just so good. Like,
we thought he came out for
me. I was saying, with his little,
why did that start playing? He's out of nowhere.
Peter, get your shit together, okay? Stop pushing
it
these
just
buttons.
Started playing. Luckily, I was able to pause it right away.
Yeah. This
episode has been a
cluster. The way Santana came out with the wolf face from underneath the ring, that was
and the
epic.
Thriller and everything, it
yeah.
was just like, the way
epic.
He put on that show is how I want to put on a show. That's where
yeah,
I want
yeah,
to go.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You
want to be entertaining.
Feel the way he did.
Yeah, because it was so funny. And, like, the way he was dancing on the ropes and everything, it was just like, how did he get Michael Jackson and turn him into a rest, like this whole wrestling, like,
it's
character.
Imagination.
Okay, SpongeBob.
Peter?
Hello?
Peter, are you there? He's gone again. He left us.
What the heck?
Oh, well. We can just keep talking.
No, but, okay, well, it was because of that. I think I don't know if he was doing wrestling before the TMZ. I think he was, though, or was he just training? And then
I don't
know. And then he beat up the dude on TMZ, and then he started.
I think he was a wrestler before that, too.
Oh, yeah.
And I think
really
that's
cool.
why, like.
And then he just blew up after that
yeah.
TMZ thing.
That's
that was funny. That guy deserved
thing.
It. He deserved to get his ass kicked.
Why make fun of Michael Jackson?
But why just do that to anybody? Like,
exactly.
why harass somebody for no freaking reason?
Just because the guy was a drunk.
Yeah, he was all drunk.
He was drunk. And
it's like, I don't know. That's just weird.
I don't know. There's some angry drunks out there for absolutely no reason.
Yeah. Well, anyways, like I said, April 30th, the show.
April 30th,
you want to get your tickets.
There he goes again, guys.
Where were you, Peter?
Was that?
Were you in a tunnel?
I was in a tunnel.
Are you
going to
peer out this
We might actually have to cut this episode short. I just had some stuff happen that we're probably going to have to cut it short unless you guys want to keep running.
Oh, how am I going to keep running it when you're the one doing it?
Yes, I know.
All right, well.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this has been a bit of a cluster. It's a learning experience. This is the first time we're running in without Fozzie. But listen, next week we should have
we'll
a guest.
Better.
We'll have Jello back with us. Yes, we'll have Jello back with us. We'll have Sonia with us. We'll have some more news. We'll have some more info about the show coming up. Look up United Wrestling Council on any social media, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube,
Facebook.
Find us anywhere. And, make sure you give us a follow, share us with your friends, and look forward to the next episode.
And hopefully our next episode will be a lot more.